Good morning, it's Monday, the third day of October. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect mostly sunny skies on Monday with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Lows will be in the 50s. The forecast shows a long, sunny stretch ahead of us, with highs in the 70s each day. Now on with today's top stories. Belief has returned to Seattle. So ends the longest active postseason drought in major North American sports. The Seattle Mariners are going to the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. And Cal Raleigh, a pinch hitter with two outs in the ninth on Friday night, was the hero. His two-out home run in the ninth left little doubt where it would land, and where it would send the Mariners later this week. Starting pitcher Logan Gilbert tossed eight brilliant innings for the first time in his career, and Raleigh's homer gave the Mariners a magical 2-1 walk-off win against Oakland. The Mariners will close out the regular season with four games against Detroit, including a doubleheader on Tuesday. They are still jockeying for wild-card seating with Toronto and Tampa Bay. This year's postseason will feature a new format, expanding the pool of teams from 10 to 12 and replacing the two single-elimination wild-card games with four best-of-three wild-card series, to be followed by the best-of-five division series. Law enforcement emphasis patrols along Pacific Avenue in Pierce County last week netted 391 traffic stops, according to data released by the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. The patrols, which also involve the Washington State Patrol, Lakewood and Puyallup Police, took place to address high-risk driving behaviors. Highway 7 has had some serious injuries and fatalities over the years, so it was identified as an area of concern. In all, more than 120 speeding tickets were issued, nearly 50 distracted driver citations, 8 DUI arrests and 23 seatbelt violations. The Secretary of State's office is investigating one of its employees, who is also a local city council member, for a racist meme he attached during an email exchange in August. Patrick Reed is a public and government affairs manager for the Secretary of State and holds a seat on the Sumner City Council. Cairo 7 reported on September 14 that his meme said, "If they're in court, they're guilty, especially if they're black or Mexican." The News Tribune also received a copy of the email exchange through a records request to the Secretary of State's office. It shows that Reed was CC'd on an email in which the author said they did not have to attend jury duty, and Reed responded with the meme. It's not clear from the redacted records who Reed sent it to. Reed posted a statement on his Facebook account September 21 about the meme, saying that it was a quote horribly offensive mistake. "In no way do I agree with the sentiment of that meme. I am deeply sorry for my mistake." End quote, he wrote in the statement that he attached the wrong meme from search results in a rush without verifying what he was sending. A 37-year-old man died Saturday morning after being shot near the Tacoma Tide Flats, police said. Just after 2 a.m., a woman called 911 about the shooting and said she was driving the victim to the hospital and had car trouble, according to the Tacoma Police Department. The driver said they had reached the 1400 block of St. Paul Avenue, south of 11th Street and Portland Avenue. When officers arrived at the scene, the victim was on the ground. The driver of the vehicle, who was also the woman who called for emergency services, left prior to their arrival, police said. The October 1st deadly shooting is the second in 2 weeks in this stretch of St. Paul Avenue. Washington State's minimum wage will rise by over a dollar, reaching $15.74 an hour, in January 2023. The $1.25 raise in minimum wage was announced in a Friday bid by the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries. The release credits the 8.66% increase in the minimum wage to the rising costs of living, as state law requires the department to calculate every year's minimum wage based on the Consumer Price Index. The state minimum wage applies to workers who are 16 years old and older. For workers ages 14-15 years old, employers must pay 85% of the minimum wage, or $13.38 per hour. Geno Smith and Rashad Penny were so good the Seattle Seahawks never needed their punter. Smith accounted for three touchdowns in the first half and Penny had a pair of long second-half scoring runs, helping Seattle hold off the Detroit Lions for a 48-45 win Sunday and improve to 2-2. The Seahawks were stopped on a third down late in the third quarter, but the Ford Field game clock wasn't set properly. Seattle made the most out of the second chance and Detroit's unorganized defense on Penny's 36-yard touchdown run on a 3rd and 16, opening a 38-23 lead. Penny finished with 151 yards rushing on 17 carries. Smith finished 23 of 30 for 320 yards, including a 17-yard touchdown pass to Will Disley and a 2-yard pass to Noah Font. The veteran quarterback ran 7 times for 49 yards, including an 8-yard score on his second drive. The Seahawks stay on the road to face New Orleans on Sunday. From takeout to all-weather patios, pop-ups to pickup spots, Tacoma restaurants persevered through 2+ years of pandemic challenges. In a sense, the scene has blossomed into more than it was before. What lessons were learned? What worked, and what surprised us? What's next in the city's culinary evolution? TNT Diner food and drink reporter Christine Sherrod will host a live discussion about the future of the city's food scene. Panelists include 2 top Tacoma chefs and 1 cocktail pro who continue to shape it. Join us on Tuesday, October 18th at Odin Brewing, 203 Tacoma Avenue South. Visit thenewstribune.com/TNT Diner to register for free and help us shape the conversation with your questions. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.